Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome, everybody, to Hurricanes Rewind. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. on a Friday night. Delighted that you are with us. And we'll talk a little football here on Hurricanes Rewind. We'll hear from some of the new coaches that have been signed up by Mario Cristobal for his staff. But, Don, we've had a couple of basketball game here earlier this week against Virginia Tech. But we did have one last week against Florida State. You were there. What a game you saw against Florida State when the Canes played FSU at the Watsco Center.
You know, Joe, I was so impressed by the University of Miami basketball team. The guys just played the entire, every second of every minute of that game. They gave their effort. They didn't quit. They fought to the bitter end. And unfortunately, 1 point shy of a victory for the Hurricanes. But it proved to me that Watsco Center needs to be sold out for every single game. I mean, that environment was one of the greatest environments that I have been around, period. I mean, when I think back and I see the crowd was there, the students were there, there was a mixture of a few Florida State fans sprinkled in, but the fan base just fought as hard as the team, and I think that was very, very impressive. Fortunately, in one respect, there were a lot of high at the game. Cristobal came in and did his part to get the crowd riled up. But I think what a great experience for these future Hurricane football players and student athletes, that they know that in the off season they can come root on an outstanding basketball team. And it is fun to play basketball at the University of Miami.
I think we got a little dose of the Mario Cristobal intensity on the court. We saw Mario firing up the crowd, and I think that's what you're going to see with Mario firing up the fan base in the offseason and, of course, during the season as well.
Yeah, you really did, and that's not something that's a show. That's his personality. That's his intensity. But it also shows how much he loves this university and that he is just grinding every second out of every day and making sure that Miami puts the final touches on what's going to end up being an outstanding recruiting class. And it's really going to be with some surprises. I think that they have gone and done a great job of interfering with the old guard, meaning, you know, the Alabama, the Georgia, the Clemson, and Mario Cristobal and his staff that is in place at this time are challenging recruiting at a different level. I mean, they're going after who they want, and it does not matter who's in the way or if the young man is committed or not committed. They believe that Miami, if you're being recruited by the University of Miami, they believe that Miami is the absolute best place for you to come play your college career.
So, as you mentioned, recruiting day is rapidly approaching. We'll have a recruiting day coming up here in the next couple of days. What do you think this recruiting class is going to look like? I think perhaps maybe there's going to be more of a profiling in this class in terms of size for each position and also speed.
Well, I agree with you. I think you're going to find that there's a format that is going to be in place. I think that you will see that the staff and Coach Cristobal are going to recruit the state of Miami with the same intensity that Howard Schnellenberger did. It was the most important thing on his menu was the state of Miami. But then you're also going to see the importance of Coach Cristobal's experience and Coach Mirabal's experience on being a national program, and that you, there's not enough to just get it done in the state of Miami. You have to go throughout the country. You have to cherry pick young men that want to be here that are going to help you win a national championship. And it's really about procuring the best talent in America that fits the work ethic that's going to be required now under Coach Cristobal, the mindset that is going to be here, and as you mentioned, the intensity to win championships. So while Miami will work very, very hard locally, and they'll have a staff together that will feel very comfortable working the state, they are also going to have a staff that can go anywhere at any time and compete for any player that they feel will help Miami win a national championship.
You know what's funny is you look at where football is today, and it's been a downsizing of football. Most of football, from the high school level through college into the NFL, you are seeing smaller, faster rosters. However, that being said, the guys that are still surviving, you look at the 49ers, the Rams, Alabama, Georgia, teams that are reaching the pinnacle, the one thing they have in common, great defensive lines, number one, and two, physicality, the size. The teams that are reaching the finish line still have what you used to be the important ingredients in football. Win the line of scrimmage, in particular, build your defensive line, and play with physicality.
You know, Joe, I don't watch much NFL during the college season for obvious reasons, but I always dial in the playoffs. And I was watching Tampa Bay yesterday, I'm looking out, or on Sunday, and I'm looking at it, and I'm watching that game, and Tom Brady got hit more in that game than he probably got hit in half the season. And Tampa Bay's offensive line couldn't hold up. They couldn't protect him. And he still came out with almost Brady-esque numbers. He still almost won the football game. But at the end of the day, they couldn't provide him relief in pass protection or in the running game. And that is still a huge part of a winning formula in college football and the National Football League. So I believe that Mario Cristobal is going to run the damn football. Yeah. They're going to run it. And Alex Mirabal does an outstanding job as an offensive line coach coaching the running game. They're both highly skilled at pass protection, but it's a mindset as much as anything when you're coaching the run game. So and you look back and you see the greatest quarterback that we'll see in our lifetime did not have the greatest day and didn't win because they couldn't run the darn football and they really couldn't protect him in a way that he needed to be protected. So you have to have that line of scrimmage. And defensively, you know, maybe the best year that Miami had, they had the best defensive tackle they've had in many, many years. So I look at it that it's still a line of scrimmage game, but you have to have the skills to sprinkle them. And you darn sure better have a quarterback, and that's what Miami has, thank goodness.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like the Kansas City Buffalo game, 25 points in 2 minutes. That did look like a college game with that defense. But I think another point would be the great teams, and we saw it with Georgia, we saw it with Alabama, you see it with the 49ers, you see it with the Rams, front four, where you pressure the quarterback like they did to Brady, you pressure the quarterback with four, and then you don't have to rely all the time on exotic defenses. I don't mind exotic defenses, but when that becomes your bread and butter, that gets you into trouble, I think.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I was talking to actually my former offensive line coach, who's Kim Helton, who was a head coach in college and 20-some-odd years in the National Football League. And we had this conversation in the last year, and he says, listen, you can try and trick people, and if you're lucky, you'll be right half the time. But at the end of the day, you have to be a physical football team if you're going to have great success running the football. At some point, somebody's going to have to punch somebody in the mouth and win that part of the deal. And I think that's still there. And I think if you lose sight of it, it eventually catches you, because you're not going to really outrun everybody every time. You're really not going to outjump everybody every time. You're not going to outthrow everybody every time. But at some point, when it comes time to chew up clock, or you need important yards and you've got to run it, it's nice to know that you have that mindset. And it really is a mindset that's built in over a period of time.
Okay, you've talked to a couple of the University of Miami coaches that have come in. Brian McClendon, we're going to hear from him on the show here tonight. Wide receiver coach, co-offensive coordinator, really a sharp person, a very good coach.
Yeah, he is. You know, I had talked to Coach Rick about him a while back, and he just had so much praise about him. And he started with type of person that he is. Says, you know, you're not going to meet a finer guy. You're not going to meet a more committed guy. You know, you look at him and he's a young coach in a lot of respects, and he's already been, you know, an interim head coach twice in his career. He was at Georgia when Coach Rick came to the University of Miami, and then he filled in for Coach Cristobal when he came to the University of Miami. So obviously in a period of time, he was thought of very highly at both of those locations to be named the interim head coach, and spending time with him, you will see why he's one of the top recruiters in the nation. But he's also understands how to translate what's needed to today's young player into being a great football player.
Coach Feld, you spoke with him, and he's already got the troops out there working hard, so they're getting a good dose of what his off-season program is all about.
Yeah, and I think the beauty about him is that it's not just physical. It's physical and mental, and he does a great job of teaching the why you need to do this, how you have to understand what we're doing. And there was a little bit of a change historically. A lot of the time that the strength and conditioning coach has also been in charge of the running or the punishment or the things that are to do extra because you may not have done what you were supposed to do as a player. And he really doesn't have that responsibility. And I think that is something that is refreshing, and that they can take that strength and conditioning program and realize that that's a haven for them. And if they step out of line or something needs to be disciplined, that falls on somebody else. And that's almost a safe haven for them, having that strength and conditioning program as a place where we're going to go work, we're going to go try and get better, but we also know that we can come in here and get help with things that we need to get help with.
Well, the area you love, offensive line, and Alex Mirabal, we'll hear that conversation. Very impressive coach.
Yeah, Joe, you know, I will tell you, Miami has been fortunate historically for having some very, very good offensive line coaches. And I think you can go down the list and really appreciate what they've had. And I will tell you, with the interaction that I've had with Coach Mirabal, he very well may be the best ever. And why I say that is his ability to teach, his ability to translate what he wants to have accomplished from the meeting room to the field. And he's going to incorporate an intensity that is needed for championship football. And his head coach, Mario Cristobal, was a very intense player that won championships at Miami. And they understand that you've got to play offensive line in this system as aggressive as any defensive player plays it. And that's hard to understand, but it can be done. And it was done in the past. And when it's done, it's very, very successful. And I think one of the things that you're going to see is the personality ball is going to change. I think it's going to be a group that is going to take pride in running the ball. They're going to take pride in protecting the quarterback, but they're also going to run this football team. I think that you're going to see over time as this attitude gets injected into this program, that group that normally is just overlooked is really going to be a room full of leaders and a room full of guys that are going to make sure that everything comes out the right way.
Hey, before we go, and we did mention recruiting's coming up here, I do want to put in a word for Larry Bluestein. Our boy Blue has been in the battle for his life. There is a GoFundMe page that is set up through Harold Cole, one of his close advisors. Listeners can go to the WQAM Facebook page or the WQAM Twitter to get even more information, but it is GoFundMe.com/HelpOurBoyBlue, and we know that Blue has been in this community for a long time helping people, and I know he would be grateful for anything that anyone could do for him.
Well, Priscilla and I, of course, made sure that we were a part of this, and I have to tell you, even if you've met Larry Bluestein, there should be no hesitation in helping him and on the GoFundMe page. But even if you haven't, just imagine one of the most loyal, caring people that you've ever met in your whole life. And that really would describe Larry. Larry has taken high school football on his back and carried it his entire career. And he's started out with it. We hope he finishes with it, and he needs our help. And I would tell you this, you or I, Joe, or one of Larry's acquaintances needed help, he'd be the first one in line to give it to you.
Yeah.
And I make a suggestion to everybody is whatever it is, whatever is the most you can do, you should do it, because Larry not only deserves it, but he's really earned it.
Yeah. Blue's making a little bit of progress, but eventually, hopefully wins this battle, he'll need some help fighting through it. And so it's GoFundMe.com/HelpOurBoyBlue. Still to come on Rewind, we'll hear from Brian McClendon and Alex Mirabal. Don Bailey Jr., former center and team captain for the University of Miami, has been with us. All right, Don, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week as we close in on this recruiting class.
Okay, Joseph, talk to you next week.
All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. We will continue with our show right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.